I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, Not Guilty. That was the verdict issued in Russia today in the trial of three men accused of involvement in the murder of Anna Politkovskaya. She was the investigative journalist and Kremlin critic who was gunned down outside her Moscow apartment 3 years ago. Tanya Lokshina is the deputy director of the group Human Rights Watch in Moscow. We asked her how she and other human rights advocates are reacting to the verdict.
We are utterly disappointed by the outcome of the trial. Not that we had many hopes to start with, because neither the hitman nor those behind the killings were in that courtroom. It's only the accessories to the killing that they're eventually put on trial.
Well, if there seems to be this consensus that the true perpetrators are still on the loose, why is it that the Kremlin has had such a difficult time bringing them to trial?
There was no sufficient will of the Kremlin to actually bring the perpetrators to justice, despite all of the promises that were being made.
In Russia, there is an effort to revamp the judiciary system. Could there be an argument made that the Russian judicial system at this point in transition is simply, if not negligent, incompetent?
The judicial system here in the Russian Federation proved to be ineffective when dealing with the killings and persecutions of critics of the government, particularly those who dare speak about human rights abuses in the North Caucasus, like Politkovskaya.
Doesn't the fact that a jury in this military court in Moscow, the fact that they found these three Chechen men not guilty, in some ways, doesn't that prove that the judicial system is working? Because presumably the Kremlin, if accusations, if the critics are correct, would have liked the usual suspects, meaning Chechens, to have been found guilty.
The case basically fell apart in the courtroom, and it was pretty shocking to see that just several days before the completion of the trial, the prosecutor's office even admitted to having lost a crucial piece of evidence.
What was that crucial piece of evidence that the prosecutor claimed to have lost?
A video recording of the alleged hitman, of the man who pulled the trigger.
Do you know if such a video ever existed?
It's actually shown on Russian television. It's very important to say that this is the high-profile case. This is the case taken under control by the Prosecutor's General Office. This is the case that made headlines. So if the case falls apart just like that, what should we think about other cases which are not that prominent, other killings that are not that prominent?
All right. Thank you for speaking with us. Tanya Lokshina, Deputy Director of Human Rights Watch in Moscow. She's been speaking to us about an acquittal of three men today who had been accused in the murder of the Kremlin critic and investigative journalist Anna Politkovskaya. Thank you very much for speaking with us.